and furry beasts to bite her about the throat. In the heart of a dim city, she models her hat on a flaring cottage garden of flowers. We, with our nobler civic sentiment, model ours on a chimney pot, the ensign of civilization. And rather than be without birds, she will commit massacre, that she may turn her head into a tree, with dead birds to sing on it. This kind of thing went on for several pages, and then the critic remembered his subject and returned to it. Poet, whose cunning carved this amorous shell, where twain may dwell. The peculiarity of these fine, though feminine lines, continued Thunderbolt, is, as we have said, that they praise the hansom cab by comparing it to the shell, to a natural thing. Now hear the author of Hymns on the Hill, and how he deals with the same subject. In his fine nocturne entitled The Last Omnibus, he relieves the rich and poignant melancholy of the theme by a sudden sense of rushing at the end. The wind round the old street's corner swung sudden and quick as a cab. Here the distinction is obvious. Daisy Daydream thinks it a great compliment to a hansom cab to be compared to one of the spiral chambers of the sea, and the author of Hymns on the Hill thinks it